And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to iPrimers, your NBN experts. Call 131 101.
Into Brady, Sky News UK. Mate, our little business plot in your part of the world, there still might be time, but here today in Queensland, they've announced 18 of these super charging stations for electric cars. So what we were discussing and making and taking a mickey out of yesterday is coming to my backyard, not yours.
Someone was listening to your show as usual, Ben. I don't know. I think the way forward might be sponsorship of the e-servos. There you go.
Oh, look at you, always thinking. There's still something in there for us. Mate, look, sad news. It is D-Day, decision day for Charlie Gard, isn't it?
Yeah, we're coming up to 9 a.m. here, Ben. The family have until midday. If they have not reached an agreement with the hospital that everyone is happy with for the final care, the last few hours of baby Charlie's life, the judge has made his order, and he says if no agreement is reached between the hospital and the parents by midday, he will go to a hospice. And the judge says that the name of that hospice is not to be made public, the timing of his departure from the hospital to the hospice will not be made public. And the judge, it was an extremely distressing afternoon for Charlie's mother, Connie. She was very upset. At one point, she said to a member of the other legal counsel across the court, the High Court, I was outside reporting, a colleague was in the room, and she said, how would you feel if it was your child? And I think everyone has followed this case and just imagined, what would you do if it was your child? It has been a terrible, terrible situation for everyone involved. But in the next couple of hours, if no agreement is reached by midday here, 3 hours and 15 minutes, baby Charlie will be going to a hospice, and there, a short time later, he will pass away.
You would not want to walk an hour in his parents' shoes. Now, mate, Prince William, he's handing in the wings today.
Last shift as a helicopter pilot for East Anglian Emergency Air Ambulance Service. So today will be his last shift. He's written an open letter to the local newspaper. He has a lot of thank yous, and it's quite a profound letter, actually. He thanks his colleagues for just treating him like a normal member of the team and not anyone special. He thanks all the doctors and paramedics for the amazing work that they do, saving lives with the Air Ambulance Service. And I hadn't really thought too much about this one. He thanks the general public for having him in their homes at times of profound distress and emergency. And he points out that one of the first cases he was involved in was the suicide of a young man. And I mean, as awful as that must have been for the family, can you imagine that situation, and there's the future king in your living room dressed up as the pilot who was trying to save your son's life. And Prince William just makes that point. He just wishes to thank the general public for welcoming him into their homes at times of such emergency and trauma.
It's a really good point. You don't think of it like that, do you, Ender? Mate, it's going to be a tough day for you. Look, thank you for the update. We'll chat again tomorrow. Ender Brady, Sky News UK.